Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, time for a little spoken hustle. Vaughn Fields in the building. I don't have to say much. He's rearing to go. What's up, bro?
Yeah, man. So just based off the GRT's discussion and just generally how I feel about life and about young people is that...
This is with what's been happening today on social
yeah,
media.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it
branches off into something that I've always been passionate about, and that's being able to express yourself freely and sort of figure out who you are. Because how the hell are you supposed to figure out who you are and where you fit in this world and what you like and what it is that your style is and what it is that your thoughts are and what it is that your taste is if you from a young age are boxed in to being a certain way because you're told that is what a student is, that is what a smart person is, that is what a good student is, that is what a disciplined person is. You know, these types of things I feel like were created to as a system of control. And yes, there is a time and place for rules, and there is a time and place for procedure and all those types of things. Of course there are. But I don't think that it needs to be to the extreme point where young people are not even able to express themselves with hairstyles, with what they choose to wear, with their beards, with anything in that space where it does not affect the outcome of what you are there to do, which is to learn, which is to get educated, which is to gain some sort of knowledge and some sort of guidance and wisdom and whatever else it may be that you should go to school to receive. I don't think the length of your hair, the size of your afro, the style of your shoes, your civvies clothes makes you any less of a smarter, more capable young person when it comes to learning things. In fact, I think it does more for you than anything else, because you are able to feel comfortable. You are able to understand what space you like to work in. You have all you have all these outlets of self-expression which assist you in growing. Okay, so that's what it boils down to, and that's where I've learned and where I've almost developed as a person is being able to express myself. I think every single person needs to be able to express themselves. It's, you know, freedom of expression is such a beautiful thing that we have in our country, and it's such a beautiful thing that life has to offer, is being able to express the things that you have in your mind, express the things that, you know, sometimes words can't say. So you wear it, or you know, you draw it, or you think it, or you whatever it may be. But having the ability to do that is freedom, you know, and I think that freedom facilitates and curates growth in a human being that no system and no rules can do. You know, I don't think it can do it. I've never experienced that. And this is from my direct experience. I was always getting in shit at school for my hair is too long, my beard's too long, your shirt's untucked, your belt's the wrong color, your shoe's untied. Are you kidding me? Half the time at school, I was getting in trouble for things like that. My whole school career, I was always in the principal's office for some ridiculous shit that I did. And I hated the way they ran it because I found it pointless. I found it limiting and I found it backwards. I could not believe. And this was then, man. I'm talking about like in the early 2000s, in the 90s. This was when I was in school. You know, I can't believe that things that haven't changed in 2016.
Oh, they should have.
I cannot believe we haven't progressed to a state where young people can operate as themselves, freely express themselves in all types of ways, and still be seen as good as students, and that they can get an education. I think there shouldn't even be the space for the debate about what your hair height should be and what your length of your hair should be. I think it's ridiculous. And I think that now that we are, and as we grow up, and I think the important part to learn from sort of this rant that I'm having is that now that you have, now when you have sort of a more of a free life, not governed by too many day-to-day rules, perhaps your job is a corporate job, which also is another discussion. But find the time to express yourself. That's kind of what I'm getting at. You need to find the space where you can be free and you can completely express your thoughts and your different interests. You need to do that, because I've found in my life and the people I've engaged with and the people that I hang around with that this self-expression propels their growth and facilitates a lot more knowledge about yourself and your knowledge in general, because you test yourself and you express yourself, and it really, really goes a long way.
And that's the spoken hustle.
Yeah, that's the spoken hustle.
Articulated beautifully.
Frustrated Vaughn.
But it's an important conversation.
Yeah, man,
to
it's
have.
How I feel, man. No. It's how I feel. And I understand there's probably, you know, opposite opinions. And, you know, shout out. Let me know what they are. But that's how I feel, man. I feel like things need to change. And I feel like we need to revolutionize the way everybody perceives this thing of school and work and and the office space and corporate South Africa. All this shit needs to be rethought because we need to develop new ways of living. It's 2016, you know what I mean? In 10 years, it's almost 2030. You can't tell me we're going to be living by the same rules, the same ways of doing things by then. You can't tell, it's not possible. It's not possible. It will implode. People will rise up and there will be problems.
That there's a Spoken Hustle, V underscore the everything all over social media except for Snapchat where it's Vaughn the Poet. Thanks so much.
Shut up, brother. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.